Welcome to the Dubois Chamber of Commerce podcast, Let's Talk Business on Connect FM. I'm Dan Kennard, and we're joined today by Kelby from the Dubois Chamber. Hi, Kelby.
Hi, Dan.
And also Dave from Carlson Technologies.
Hi, Dan.
CTI offers an incredibly wide variety of services. We're talking about Carlson Technologies today. Dave, would you be able to explain a little bit about the many services that CTI provides?
I'd be more than happy to. First of all, I'd like to start by saying thank you for having me, Dan, and pleasure to meet you, Kelby. Mm-hmm. So Carlson Technologies as a whole, we're an IT company and a managed service provider. One thing I really like to touch base on with people who aren't familiar with us is the aspect of a managed service provider.
Okay.
That's where we become your IT division. Mm-hmm. For a lot of smaller businesses, it's not justifiable for them to bring on a new team member to take on a salary, new responsibilities, sure, just to manage their networks and keep their company safe. That's where we come in. We manage everything for them, and we take over everything that protects their businesses.
Nice. So okay, great.
Managed service is a big focus of ours right now.
Sure.
Awesome. Now, Dave, technology is a constantly changing environment with frequent changes, advancements. Which of the services that CTI offers do you think has seen the most growth in the past year or so?
Most growth for us, we've definitely had to up a lot of our security services as well. We do access control as far as doors, windows, things like that. Mm-hmm. Also security cameras. We started working with a lot more schools, townships, cities, things like that. And pretty much everybody nowadays is worried about safety.
Sure.
Rightfully so, which that's where we have seen a lot of growth in the last year or two. Mm-hmm. And I mean, we're here to support you and protect everybody the best ways we can.
All right. Well, like Kelby mentioned there, technology constantly changing, and we all hear about AI. What effect does AI have on the services that you offer and that, you know, we're recently going through with these many advancements in AI?
AI is actually related a lot with the topic we were just talking about as far as the security aspect of things. The AI built into a lot of the modern camera systems, it is incredible. I mean, you can, instead of sitting there for hours and hours watching playback to try and find your sequences of what you're looking for, you can just type in, you know, purple hat, black backpack, and it will take you to every spot where there's someone with a purple hat and a black backpack.
Wow.
And they also have weapon detection, which is awesome for schools, campuses, things like that.
Sure.
Absolutely. You know, I mean, it's really incredible. Like, they can detect it if it's tucked in a waistband, anything like that. So AI is, hate it or love it, it's changing a lot of things, but it's improving in a lot of ways.
And it's here.
Yes, it's here. It's here to stay.
Now, it looks like CTI started back in 2004, if I'm not wrong, when technology had just started to advance. So what are some recent fads or trends have you noticed throughout the years from starting over 20 years ago or that you've seen in the time that you've been at CTI?
All things come and go. IT's changing every day. I mean, you look at how it was back in the early 2000s. From just as simple as phones were to now, whose phone doesn't run their life? You don't leave the house without it. And it's tough to have a business without a computer. I mean, I don't even know if we can call it a fad anymore. It's just the way the future went.
Sure. Now, I know many of the younger people, much younger than myself, are studying IT and computer science as well as technology-driven studies. Dave, do you have any advice for those who are maybe just starting out with those experiences, or could you share what might help those who are starting out in the technological field?
One of the biggest things I've learned and we preach is utilize your resources. Learn from others and don't be afraid to ask questions. It's a forever changing world. You can learn something from pretty much anybody you talk to. And it's truly amazing. The kids that we're picking up and the things that they learned, just, you know, a lot's changed in the last 20 years, like we said. Yeah. So utilize your resources, pay attention to what people have to tell you, and it can take you places. Yeah.
No stupid questions, just stupid answers,
that's
right?
That's exactly right. Yes, that's it.
Now, this is my favorite question to ask everyone I interview. I'm a big fan of hearing about memorable moments from, you know, service-driven industries like CTI. And I was just curious if you could share a memorable project or experience from CTI and how your team was able to either solve it or handle it.
I'll tell you, we have an absolutely incredible team. And as soon as you started that question without even knowing what was coming, I already had something pop into my mind. It was just one of those jobs where, you know, you're trying to get it done and you got to have good people around you to accomplish it. And it was actually for the city of St. Mary's. We also have a location in St. Mary's, Pennsylvania as well. And we do all their cameras around town for them. And they have a parking garage up there. And we were installing cameras throughout the entire parking garage. When you're doing cameras in an outdoor environment, you got the elements, you're running into bees' nests. I'm allergic to bees, and I had a younger kid there on site with me, and I popped off one of the old cameras to replace the new ones, and there come out a bunch of bees.
Oh, boy.
So I go down to him, and I'm like, hey, I'm allergic to bees. He's like, no way, me too. I was like, well, how allergic are you?
Who's going to swallow more?
Yeah, we're drawing straws here to go take care of the situation. But no, we kept it light. You know, you take some spray up there, worry about doing that one last. But there's things you have to overcome in aspects of every job. But that was kind of, I don't want to say that was necessarily, that's just kind of one of the jobs that keeps you going and keeps things exciting, I guess we can say, but it's just a memory that we have because it's raining, it's miserable, we're ready to go home a little bit and something like that. But that's just one of the jobs that sticks out to me, if that kind of answers what you're
absolutely.
Hey Dave, can you take us back to the beginning? What was the inspiration for starting a full service IT company?
So Brandon Mitchell, he started it as TKS Computer Solutions, and he is our COO. He's still with the company, and he heard about this one guy starting a business in his garage in the 90s, you know, something turned into Amazon or whatever. So he's like, I'm going to be
heard
that.
Of that.
Yeah, it's new. If you want to look it up, check it out. It's kind of popular around this time of the year with all the Black Friday deals and stuff. But no, we always joke with like that because he did actually start it ground up just like that.
Yeah.
In his garage, you know, and everybody has a dream.
Yeah.
But he developed it to where he was adding to the business. He was adding employees. He was growing very well. And then he ran into Scott Carlson, who is our CEO at Carlson Technologies now. And Brandon was handling all of the IT services for Scott and his prior business.
See.
And then one day when Brandon was getting big enough and Scott got tired of paying his bills, Scott just says, you know what? He calls him Mitchell. His first name's Brandon, but last name's Mitchell. He says, Mitchell, I'm sick of paying your bills. Just sell me your company. So that's how TKS became CTI.
Awesome.
And it's been great things ever since. I mean, the opportunities that we have, because Scott's also a service disabled veteran owned, or we're a service disabled veteran owned small business. He was in the service. And we're a HubZone certified company, so growth is just, it's a very bright looking future for CTI.
That's fantastic.
And I did just kind of want to throw in, you know, a little shout out, I suppose. The Chamber is celebrating Shop Small Saturday this Saturday on the 29th. From the Chamber, I cannot recommend enough for everybody to go out to your local businesses, to hit up your local businesses. If you're having, you know, IT trouble or you need some help, visit CTI. If you need gifts for the holidays, please go to the, you know, small mom and pop shops. Visit the, you know, businesses that, you know, line downtown Dubois that are, you know, kind of on the outskirts. Shop small this, you know, holiday season, because I know it's so appealing to shop online and have something delivered to your door in 2 days, but, you know, you don't get that feel of, you know, you're supporting your local friends and families, you know, the people that have gone to your, you know, kids' football games and helped you with these fundraisers and stuff like that. So not only are you supporting your friends, the Dubois community, the Dubois economy, but you're supporting someone's dream, like how Brandon had a dream to start CTI. You're supporting that dream and you're helping that dream grow. So please go in to your local shops, shop local, shop small this holiday season, and please shop local and shop small this Saturday. Thank you.
We've been talking a lot about the technology, its ever-changing properties. Could you tell us what are the current advancements that you're most excited about that really gets you up in the morning?
We actually do websites and develop apps. So that's a thing we're looking a lot more forward to getting into is the app-based space, because everything has an app nowadays.
Sure.
So that's something exciting and a lot of businesses can begin to utilize. Mm-hmm. So that's a cool little new adventure we're taking on. So,
all right.
Yeah, we're looking forward to that.
So where can people find Carlson Technologies?
So for Carlson Technologies, you can either check us out on our website at carlsontechnologiesinc.com. You can reach out to us by phone at 814-371-1116. Or if you feel like stopping into our location on Beaver Drive, it's the big, beautiful blue building there. 17 Beaver Drive is the address to the location over there. So,
all right.
Website, phone, or just pop in and see us.
Great.
Awesome. Well,
thank you so much, Dave. Thank you again, Kelby. And thank you for taking time today to listen to the Du Bois Chamber podcast, Let's Talk Business on Connect FM.